Lawmakers want to overhaul our nation's chemical safety law, but there's a lot of disagreement about how to do that. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. In the U.S., chemicals are innocent until proven guilty. If government officials want to ban a chemical, they have to have a lot of proof that it's harmful for us or the environment. The law we currently have on the books is 39 years old. It's called the Toxic Substances Control Act, TSCA for short. It's been widely criticized as toothless and outdated. Over the years, some lawmakers have attempted to update it, but nothing's panned out. Now there are two competing bills in the U.S. Senate. Reporter Sam Pearson has been covering these bills for Greenwire in Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining me, Sam.
Yeah, thank you.
The first bill was introduced by Democratic Senator Tom Udall and Republican Senator David Vitter last week. A few days later, Democratic Senators Barbara Boxer and Edward Markey introduced a competing bill. What are the main differences between how the two bills would review chemicals for safety?
You know, the Boxer bill really goes further into what they would, want. They would consider it a more protective measure. And the Udall bill, they've been pretty upfront about saying that this is a compromise. Even Senator Udall has said that it doesn't necessarily have everything that he wanted in it, but he's trying to find something that will pass. So they're really trying to find a balance between, you know, doing something about this and also doing something that's achievable right now, if you will.
One of the major criticisms of our current chemical law is that the Environmental Protection Agency has not been able to completely ban substances like asbestos, and asbestos is a known carcinogen. Would these bills give EPA more authority?
They say that it will. There's some disagreement that the Boxer bill, Senator Boxer has been saying how her bill would actually, you know, specifically list asbestos as required to be added to the high priority chemical list immediately. And then the Udall bill, in theory, would give them discretion whether they want to do that or not. But, it's possible that they would consider that with something that's a priority considering how much history there is.
There's been some controversy this week about the American Chemistry Council's involvement with the Udall-Vitter bill. They're the main lobbyist for the chemical industry, and they're backing that bill. What do they like about it?
They've said that they want to kind of even out the regulations more. So they've said that preemption is important to them because they want to try to make things more consistent across all of the states and not have different rules in every state. And they also say that they're concerned about, people are so worried about, you know, chemicals and what's in products and everything these days that they say that they would like a federal system that is more protective of these things. But of course, you know, they want to do it in the way that they would like to do it, which is not always the way that Senator Boxer would like to do it.
You mentioned preemption, and that's a lot of people are saying that they don't like about the Udall-Vitter bill is that it preempts states' ability to regulate chemicals.
Yeah, that's been a big thing. So people are concerned that, you know, there would be some kind of gap where EPA might take too long and then it would prevent states from doing their own things. And they're concerned that this would be a loophole of sorts that would make it more difficult for states.
What do you think the likelihood is that we'll see an updated chemical safety law?
If you count up all the Democrats that have co-sponsored it, and if you assume that all the Republicans would support it, I think it would have something like 62 or 63, which in theory they could pass the Senate with that if it goes that far. So it'll be interesting to see.
Sam Pearson is a reporter at Greenwire in Washington, D.C. Thanks a lot.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.